This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
First, though, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Keo!
And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Austin Keo!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see if a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's toast.
Sorry.
It happens to every guy.
I know. But sorry. Just give me 5 minutes.
Here's cab fare and go home.
I'll rally. I'm sorry.
Come on. Just seriously, relax.
I just need some Gatorade.
Jesus, I've just never been with you before, and I just got really nervous.
I thought you wanted to drink the Gatorade. No, I need it in it.
Should have done the last shot as Keela.
So today, I don't need to drink the Gatorade. Just let me put it in there.
There we go.
My bad.
Damn.
Surprise!
Yep.
Honestly, don't disrespect Gatorade that way.
It's electrolytes, Ted.
Whatever.
It's red. Today, a purely selfish and very self-indulgent shot of the day to Ms. Brittany Q. Hill. Now, you might not know who she is, all right, but she is an actress, she's an entrepreneur, she's all these kinds of things that you say to fill out your resume. More importantly to me, she is my cousin, okay? So she's an actress. She has always wanted to be an actress. She has gotten some small roles in various movies. She's had some bit parts on certain TV shows, but last night, ladies and gentlemen, I did what I have never done before, and I mean this literally, sat down and watched an entire 2-hour Lifetime movie.
Whole family?
The kids bowed out after a while.
Oh,
hey man.
Wife hang in there?
The wife hung in there because even though it's not supposed to be comedy, we cannot stop chuckling. That's right. The Lifetime TV movie is called Nightmare Pageant Moms. And I want to be very clear. It's exactly as good as both the title and the network would suggest that it is. There are no surprises. It is exactly what you think it is. But my cousin, she got the lead role in this, man. She's always wanted to be an actress. Yeah. And like I said, she's done it. I sat down. I watched it last night. It was awful. I mean, it is terrible.
How was her acting?
But, and that's the thing, because, you know, it's like being a movie critic and then going to a movie on a first date. Like, I know you want to have your date, but you can't sit there and not break it all down. So the one thing that I told her, I said, I'm going to break down your acting. And this is not about being cruel or being awesome. This is just about, that's what I want to see. Because, again, it's Lifetime. I know what to expect. Lifetime is like low-rent Grey's Anatomy, okay? So it was that. It's fine. The story made me chuckle. Again, not a comedy, but I still laughed. I thought she did an outstanding job. The long and short of it was this. I at least believed who she was as a character.
Nice.
Can I believe that she's a mom of an 18-year-old? Oh, F no. You're not even a mom, goddammit. You're not even a mom.
You have to have sex first.
But man, oh man. Oh, I think she's done that. But she did an outstanding job. I am so proud of her. I'm so excited for her. And I believe she has another Lifetime movie in the pipeline.
Nice.
I know. I told her, hey, man, if you can work with them, you can do this until the day you die. So if you have the chance to see it, don't. But if you're still going to take the time to watch it, just watch her acting. Tell me I'm wrong. I believe that she was one of the two best actors / actresses in the whole thing. Super proud of her, man. Very cool to see. It's just, I just knew her as such an awkward, weird, funny, silly, goofy teenage kid. But to see her doing her thing now It's badass, man. Nice. It is badass. Nice. So, Brittany, hey, man, good on you. Still don't know what the Q stands for. Anyway, we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Oh, there it is,
Miles.
Man, this is your fault.
Yeah. Today we celebrate the start of summer, the three-day weekend on a Bad Choice Friday. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Could You Be Loved, taking on Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Mike, how was the voting?
It was decently close with a 44-56 split. I hope that you are all ready to give a very, very, very big apology to Roy.
Oh, no.
Ray. You gotta apologize to Roy.
Sorry, Ray. You know what? It's Mungo Jerry on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend, bitches. We made it. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday, Mungo Jerry.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I know nobody in here watches the Kardashians, but they were on.
You don't know that, but you're right.
You're right. Miles does.
Love that show.
Yep.
Love that show.
Well, you're always talking about Kardashians. I'm always asking Thrill about his skin routine, which is
blood.
Blood.
I'm digging to
human blood. Yeah. By the way, to clear it up, specifically human blood, don't try to look like me and use like goat blood or sheep blood. It's not that. It's human blood.
I'm digging to Armenian reality TV.
Well, who's not, man?
I know.
You act like you're breaking ground. Everybody.
I know. I know.
Well, season 3 of the Kardashians hit Hulu yesterday. And basically, it was just Kim Kardashian, right? This is the time when she's breaking up with Kanye West. I mean, she's kind of unloading on him, which I don't blame her for.
That's where they're at in the... I didn't realize how far behind... And look, I don't care. I don't watch the show, but... It's crazy because I don't keep up with Kanye. Do not care about him. Do not keep up with the Kardashians. No pun intended. Don't care. But we're all so aware of their breakup or whatever it was.
Right. Correct.
That was 2 years ago.
Well, I believe she tried. I mean, they have children together. She wanted to do that, but her husband's crazy.
Sure. So that's basically what she's saying, right? She says, quote, "Even how he looks down on me for my sex tape brings it up all over town, all over the media. Like, thanks for reminding people once again. All of his shenanigans are going to be far more damaging to my kids one day, or their kids one day, than my tape ever will be. I have to sit here and not say anything ever because I know one day my kids will appreciate that. I don't think it's the best thing for them."
It's not. And the tape launched her career, which is how he knew about her in the first place.
Right, like right. And like, we all know it, whatever, her, like, you know what I mean? Like, Pamela Anderson has brought up the sex tape with her, you know, with her kids. But right, like, Kanye buying the house next door, this and that. Like, I should say we forget. It kind of was like people were like, oh, this and that. And it's like, look, just because he's a musician who made a bunch of shoes people like and is famous, it doesn't make it any less creepy. If my friend told me she was going through a divorce and her ex bought the house next door, I'd be like, you need a restraining order.
I think it's ridiculously creepy. And the thing is, you know, as time's gone on, I don't care about the Kardashians in and among themselves one way or another, but I have no problem with them either.
Yeah.
Right. They do what they do.
They're making money. They're successful. I mean, if you watch the show, you watch the show. If you like what they do, then you like what they do. And they obviously are very successful at it.
But it has no impact on anything. Where Kanye, it's like, you're a lot worse than it. Right.
But
our whole thing, they're stupid. They're this or that. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. But in the end, they're irrelevant. And the people that like them, good. No bad.
But they're more relevant than Kanye's music right now.
But Kanye, you're just like, dude. Yeah. And right. You bought a house next to your ex-wife brother. Come on, man.
I will also, yeah. And I look, I've said it before. I will say it again. Mike, you can quote me on this.
Quote him, Mike.
Kim Kardashian is going to be president of the United States one day.
Whoa. What do you want to bet on that?
How many years?
I'll give you an old fashioned. I'll give you an old fashioned.
Oh, no, I'd bet $500 on that.
I'm talking 500? About Western Grip. I'll take care of you.
Hey.
I've never done that to another man, but I will.
Here's the difference.
I'm telling you.
She went for the bar exam. She took the time to study. So as much as whatever we think about her, she does try to do the right thing, right?
Right.
She doesn't matter how she got to where she's at, because if you knew that about a lot of people, you might be upset. But she tries to do the right thing, right? In my opinion, stands there for the right things. And you go, like, all right, I don't know if she'll be president. I understand where you're coming from completely. Right. She might find herself somewhere in Congress.
She would be a better politician than half of them up there. On both sides. On both sides.
Yeah.
She would get stuff done.
Speaking of kind of the bar exam and colleges and this and that, Tom Hanks, famous actor and this and that. Now, if you've never seen The Da Vinci Code, which he is a star of.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
I have seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. So his character.
I read the book, saw the movie.
And his character went to Harvard, right?
Correct.
All right. So here he is giving a commencement speech at the actual Harvard.
Please don't be embittered by this fact that without having done a lick of work, without having spent any time in class, without once walking into that library, in order to have anything to do with the graduating class of Harvard, its faculty, or its distinguished alumni, I make a damn good living playing someone who did. It's the way of the world, kids.
I know, that had me die laughing.
You have to do all that stuff you did.
It's true. And look, there's Ivy League schools. There's a lot of great universities, right? But when you're talking like Harvard, what's Oxford? I'd say Johns Hopkins University.
The Johns Hopkins. Correct.
There's some that just stick out.
MIT.
Yeah, there's just some schools where you just go, that is unbelievable. You know what I mean? And that's one of them. So I think that's kind of cool. He had him laughing and gave that speech there.
Yeah, and they get it. You know, it's great. My brother, he got his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. University of Buffalo, that's where he decided to go. Got his gig. And basically his boss has said, look, we want to promote you, but the company policy, because God forbid you ever violate that, company policy is to promote you to where we want you to be, you have to at least have a master's degree.
But they pay for that.
Well, they pay for it. But the thing is, he got his master's from Hopkins. That's the first time I'm like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome. He's like, bro, it's the same crap. I said, no, this is from Hopkins. He goes, it's really not any different. I'm like, but your master's is from Hopkins. Just understand, anywhere you go with that, not that he's going anywhere.
No, he's not.
Like, that means a lot.
Well, look, when I talk about living in Baltimore with the one guy that started the companies and this and that, it's like, well, also, like, he was from a wealthy family in Connecticut, and they were all going to Johns Hopkins.
Right.
It's not like any of them were really going to turn out bad.
Yep.
Also, for the record, I attended one class and answered one question correctly.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hey,
Like I would do on Jeopardy.
What was the question?
Maybe one question.
Well, I lucked out. It was my buddy. It was his like senior year. It was like one of the last classes he had to go to, and it just happened to be it had something to do with unions and this and that, and it was like a picture. And she was like, can anybody explain what this picture is? I had seen the picture 1,000 times growing up in a union household. Just, I was like, can I answer? And she was like, oh, yeah, sure, guy.
Sure,
that does a good
dummy.
School. Yeah, she was like, have at it. Then she's like, yeah, that's exactly right. That's what the picture is.
As anyone, I had that moment. It sounds sad. It was third grade.
That's awesome.
I know how far back
that's
we have to go.
That's very cool, though.
But we had an astronaut come to the school. He's talking to the kids about whatever. And keep in mind, the Apollo program is maybe 5 years dead at this point. So the idea of going to space is a big deal. And I remember this guy was so smug. And he's like, other than the sun, can anyone name the next closest star? And I raised my hand, and he picked on me with a, ho, ho, it's an Alpha Centauri A. And homeboy was like,
The black man got it right.
Yeah, I was like, when he goes, that's correct. And I remember saying, I know. That's the question you asked. Therefore, that is the answer that you were given. That's how these things work.
Well, and also in the teacher's defense, not only did I not go to school there, we showed up, and I think we were already like three white Russians deep.
So what? You got the question right.
Yeah.
So what?
All right. Now, Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for a lot of stuff. Obviously, camping. You know, people are going to be cooking out, grilling food.
Hell yeah. No one cooks indoors.
Maybe even barbecuing. But also, if you've ever been a fan of open wheel racing, this is your weekend. Now, on the Megacast, Steve Miggs said, what is the difference between open wheel? I said, well, what makes NASCAR cool is that they're stock cars.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So they have fenders and this and that. Like, that's the whole idea. It's a stock car.
Yeah, you modify.
They do stuff to it, right. But it's like they're all within the limits and they can kind of bump and, you know, rub and race a little more. Open wheel,
you
just.
You got to stop with that. You know you need to stop with that.
Open wheel is just what I'm talking about. You have Formula One racing at Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Oh, Monaco. Okay. Right. That's the one.
That's the race, right?
Now. Well, you said how much was a ticket? Like $5,000 or more?
Oh, I can't even imagine for Monaco now. The prices have gotten really out of control.
Yeah.
So I will say, over the years, the F1 cars have gotten so big that the only thing that sucks about Monaco is basically whoever wins qualifying more than likely will win the race because it's almost impossible to any of those
cars. The cars are wide enough, you can't go around them.
Right, but it's Monaco. It's the premier event. It's beautiful. It's the beautiful people. It's the yachts. It's all that. Also, in America, which some people think is one of the hardest races to run, is the Indianapolis 500 from the famed Brickyard. So, I mean, if you've ever been into any kind of open-wheel racing, like, Sunday's your day. Start your morning 6 a.m., probably 5:55. They always start right then for F1 in Monaco, and then you can roll right in to watch an Indy 5. And I'm not a huge IndyCar fan. I'm getting more into it, but, like, I'll watch part of 500.
Question, F1 racing, what is the average time of a race?
Like, how long do they take?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the track, or do they kind of, is it some certain tracks, mileage? Or is
yeah,
it,
they're like 52 laps, and most, some tracks are longer than others, but like an F1 race is usually no accident, no crashes, like 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
So Indy 500, IndyCar, is it, with 500 laps, isn't that like the marathon?
That's what they say. I think you're talking like a 4 hour
to
5 hour endurance.
Because I know I bet on it, and I was the lead car until it crashed in the wall in the last lap. But I knew I was in that bar for way too long, but I just did a random pick. Like, here, put in $10.
Yeah.
And we'll just pick a number. And that number was the car. So it wasn't like any strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just fixed on this thing, this bar in Richmond, this Irish bar. And I know it felt like I was there forever. I'm like, I'm going to win $1,000. I'm going to win $1,000. And then spun around.
You sound like Mike's buddy on YouTube.
The Indianapolis 500 is that famous of a race. Like, people that don't even race Indy cars, like, you might race, like, NASCAR or whatever. You'll come over just to say you've raced in that race.
For sure. Dude, I mean, yeah, that's the race.
You also have basketball playoffs. You got a game. Oh, man. You got game 6. Hey, Miami. You got to win game 6.
No, you don't. Everyone wants the Celtics coach fired from West Virginia.
If it goes to game 7 back in Boston, like, trust me. Look, if Miami loses game 6, they're going to lose that series. There's no chance they win that. They look like a completely different team. You got to win that one. I was going to say, the Stars picked up a win, so you should have a playoff hockey game over the weekend. I know the Mariners are in town taking on that heated rival, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Dude, they never come here. This is awesome. Yens, get out of town.
Not for you.
Bucko's in town. I hope
that Miles is so fired up, he's going golfing.
I'm going golfing. F the Buckos. Barry Bonds inside a baseball card.
I know.
What? Andy Vance liked it. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man stabs his roommate in the neck, all while dressed as a cat.
Meow.
Meanwhile, a Georgia woman breaks into a restaurant to make a salad. I have a problem with that. Don't start the deep fryer grill.
A salad.
Make a salad.
For real.
One of these employees are assaulted after forgetting a customer's cheese. Man on scooter outmaneuvers New York's officer with ease. And 29 paired eggs begin hatching in a man's luggage at Miami International Airport. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Malaysia. Actually, first off, Miles, I knew that you'd be pissed off that guy made a salad instead of something else.
Why? I mean, look. If you break into a restaurant and start making food, my first question is, what are you making?
Right.
Did you fire up the grill? Did you fire up the deep fryers? Are you making a steak? Like, are you making a sandwich for yourself?
I just,
all the things. Like, I know if I busted into KFC, what I want to make, right?
Right.
Okay, granted, it takes time. KFC.
No, but it's a simple thing. If you steal a car, the charge is the same.
Correct.
So there's a Pinto, there's a Ferrari.
Correct.
What are you going to, knowing that you're going
the
to get
cut, the same.
You take yes. the goddamn right. Ferrari.
And I thought the
you
same
break
thing.
Into a restaurant right. to make food, you made a salad.
And I thought the same thing when I read the story is just like, really? You made a doggone salad?
A salad.
I know Miles,
you made
I
a
knew
salad.
Miles was going to have a
you
problem.
You made a
with
salad.
It. Tough story. We got to Malaysia. Where a brawl has broken out. A simple action led to a shouting match by a few students that eventually erupted into a brawl outside of the school. The fight got so bad that two students ended up in the hospital to be treated for their injuries, with several others being treated at the scene. Several parents lodged complaints to authorities about the incident, leading to the arrest of a couple students in order to curb the violence. The action that caused it all. Someone threw an eraser at another student.
Are you old enough to remember eraser fights?
Eraser fights? No.
When the teacher would walk out, we'd go up and grab it. It's soft. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, you're like the chalkboard eraser.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Well,
gotcha.
It might have been a small one, but either okay. way.
It's I thought eraser. A pencil eraser. Either way, right? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
A rubber, Steve.
A rubber, yes.
No, we never toss rubbers at each other.
I don't think they have chalkboards anymore, though.
There, when I was going through school, there was a couple that did have chalkboards.
Kids have chalkboards?
Everything's dry erase, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Really. Everything.
No way.
And it's weird. I did a, believe it or not, I did a career day at my kid's school.
Don't do what I did.
4 or 5 weeks ago. No, it wasn't that, man. I rolled under fifth grade.
You want to be a hooker.
And I was like, you want to do what I do, and I'll tell you why. This kind of opened it. And it's fifth grade kids looking at you. It's like, because fart jokes are never not funny. Had the kids hooked into that point.
Sure.
Then they cared. I said, there's a lot more that goes into it, but in the end, if you can name with a fart joke, you're money. But yeah, dry erase board.
I'm trying to not be offensive.
Then they rip one in front of the kids.
Are you guys old enough to where the punishment was to remove the chalk from the erasers?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, like clapping them out?
Yeah, you stay late to sit there and clap them out.
We had to take vinegar and water and wipe. One student every week had the responsibility on Monday of wiping down the chalkboard and cleaning it so it started over. So
I didn't know that.
For Tuesday and Wednesday, you couldn't see the chalk because the vinegar and the water.
I know. You couldn't write back on the board.
So everybody's just waiting for it to just kind of even out so you could actually see what people are putting out there.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a punishment. It just rotated. I had to do it too.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And honestly, I remember being in grade school. We thought it was great because you could go outside and clap them and all the chalk.
Oh, that was
like LeBron.
The original LeBron James.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Dust flying.
No, when I was going through school, chalkboards were still around, but they were definitely getting cycled out. Everybody had a dry erase.
Rub it in. We are old. We understand.
I missed the chalkboard. I wanted to have a chalkboard.
My desk for 6 years had a hole in it where the inkwell should have been.
Well, you were from West Virginia, Miles.
No. I don't think that's unusual.
They had the inkwell. That was not West Virginia. Seriously. You had your desk.
Oh,
in the left upper corner.
Or
there
right.
was a hole that was drilled in and it was for your inkwell because they assumed you were still writing with a quill.
The earliest days of graffiti were on your desk.
Yes.
Van Halen logos.
Van Halen.
Judas Priest.
AC/DC.
All AC/DC. Everyone just kind of Led Zeppelin like Zoso stuff where the runes were there.
And the offensive stuff. And the offensive stuff was underneath it.
No, it was not. No one wrote anything that was bad. They just did art.
Oh, it is my school.
What they were trying to replicate, you know?
Sure.
And you're the generation that messed it up.
Oh, yeah.
We used to just say music we liked.
Yeah, we were
there
the original.
There was no messages.
We were the original comment section.
Linoleum desk came right up. Wooden desk, carve into it.
You bet.
Do all the stuff.
Well, you guys can still bring switchblades to school.
That's true.
And brass knuckles.
Yes, we could.
And brass knuckles.
You are correct. Right.
And grenades and our lighters.
We didn't need to write social commentary. We're going to stab you at the bike ride.
We're just going to carve it right into
the hardest part was parking their horse.
That is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend.
Three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Just remember what some good folks did for you.
Yes, indeed, man. For sure, for sure, for sure. Let's treat each other better, yes?
Yo.
In the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.